Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I have to say you are in the right place. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your empowerment coach. I coach and you win. We want to thank you so much, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our show, our focus is that we would truly make sure that you are more equipped on your journey, that you are getting empowerment, and we are supporting you in that process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value and appreciate your participation, our global listening audience. And we genuinely thank you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are truly eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. You see, here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and/or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. I must say, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we were looking at owning your dream, ownership, and we were putting your dream to the test, giving you a slight little taste of our powerhouse Mastermind Roundtable Group that's kicking off in October. If you missed our segment on ownership and owning your dream and putting your dream to the test, you want to make sure that you go back and you take a listen to the previous episode. Well, allow me, Coach Adams, to set up the framework of where we're going to go on our journey on this evening. I will share with you with our anointed in-studio guest that I'm so excited about for about 40 minutes into today's programming. We're going to talk around our subject, and, you know, we're going to open the lines up in about 40 minutes or so there for your participation, and at which time we welcome your comments, your questions. You know, this always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we welcome your participation, our global listening audience. So that's the time for you to chime right on in. Don't be shy, because we are going to have an amazing journey together. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I'm so excited about our all-star guest. You know, we have been so fortunate here at Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, the years that we've been on the airwaves, that we've had some in-studio guests that are truly powerhouses. And so, of course, today is no exception. We have Coach Debbie Chandler, but before I bring her in, so I want to keep you on the edge of your seat right there. Before I bring our powerhouse in-studio guest in, we ask that you take a moment to get your social media juices flowing. Do me a favor. Do us a favor. Help to continue to expand our outreach. Take a quick moment. Send someone a quick instant message. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Go old school. Send a fax or an email. Woo! Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in the richness of today's broadcast. We want to extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your loyal and faithful support of expanding our outreach. Well, I have to say, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, laptops, desktops, whatever it is that you need to take notes, guess what? You need to grab it right now and get ready for the rich insight that will be shared. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, joining me in our studio, we have, this individual is such a powerhouse. We have Debbie Chandler. Debbie Chandler is a certified life coach. She is a support group facilitator, speaker, and best-selling author. However, most importantly, I must say, she, Debbie Chandler, Coach Debbie, as she is affectionately known as, is a survivor. She is a firm believer that God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. Ooh, I love that. And we're going to talk more about who Debbie is and all of that. But without further ado, we're going to bring in my in-studio guest, who is just such a powerhouse, Coach Debbie Chandler. Welcome to the virtual boardroom and Motivational Mondays, Coach Debbie. Coach Debbie?
I'm on the line.
Coach Debbie, welcome. We had a slight little brief technical glitch there.
Yes, welcome, Coach Debbie.
It looks like you had to drop off and come back in, so I didn't know that. My apologies.
Not a problem at all. We know these technical difficulties happen.
They do. And I am so excited to have you here today. And I know that tonight's installment of Motivational Mondays is truly going to be rich and empowering because of your story that I know bits and pieces of, and I know I only have a snapshot bird's eye view of it, and it's even deeper than that. But, you know, Debbie, before we get into all of that, you know, I always love for our in-studio guests to share. If you were to tell others who Coach Debbie Chandler is, who Debbie Chandler is, who would you say she is?
I have only a few words to say about Coach Debbie. Coach Debbie is an encourager and she's an exhorter. Those are the two words that God has given to me, and those are the two words that I live by every day. It took me a good while to realize that's what I am and to be comfortable in that. But today I stand on only two words. I'm an encourager and I'm an exhorter. And I am here. I'm sent here by God to encourage others every day and to do all that I can to lift their spirits.
And you know what, Coach Debbie, I so appreciate that. And I know that, of course, your path and your life to happiness has been nothing short of a battle. And you mentioned that you are one of God's strongest soldiers.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, tell us your story. Give us a snapshot of why would you say that your life and your path to happiness has been nothing, you know, short of a battle. What has this battle been? Whatever you want to share.
Yes, and the person who works with me, she actually wrote that for me. She wrote my bio, and she actually penned that. And you would know her. Her name is Jennifer McMillan. She actually penned that. And the way she viewed me is that I am one of God's strongest, toughest soldiers because I've been through some of the hardest battles. And so many days and so many nights her and I have conversed, and she has been in absolute awe of the things that I've been through and how I've overcome them. And I didn't think of it that way until I started working with her and other women and other people, and I started to really share my story. And people, the reactions I would get from people, like, oh, my God, you're still alive. Oh, my God, not only are you alive, but you're actually forming sentences. And not only are you forming sentences, but you actually want to take what has happened to you now that you're healed from it. You actually want to take your story and help other people overcome. And I receive that with honor. That's not, I receive that with honor from God.
And that is so rich, you know, because obviously this month, September, is Suicide Prevention Month. And I know that this subject of suicide is very personal for Coach Debbie. Are there any things, any thoughts that you would like to share with us around your story and why this month, September, Suicide Prevention Month, is so personal for you?
You know, well, I'll tell you two things. The month of September is very personal for me for two reasons. Number one, it is Suicide Prevention and Suicide Awareness Month. And number two, in September of 2018, the Lord blessed me to become a best-selling author because I was obedient to Him and I shared my attempt story in an anthology titled Soul Talk Volume 2, and that was released by Cheryl Pollock Williamson, who is a mega visionary in the area of anthology. And so the month of September will always be very special to me for those two reasons.
I absolutely love that. Now, Coach Debbie, I don't want to go to the deep end of the pool if we're not going there, but I can't brush over the fact that I heard you say attempt. Is there a little bit more that you want to share with us around the attempt that you're referring to? Help our audience as much as you want to share around that subject.
Sure. In the medical field or in the psychology field, the term attempt survivor is used to describe someone who attempted suicide or who tried to take their life. I am one of those people, and I proudly wear the badge. I proudly say that I am an attempt survivor because I survived. There was a time when the enemy made me feel like my life was so bad that I should not live. And not only should I not live, but I should be the one to actually end my life. So that's what an attempt survivor is. An attempt survivor is one who attempted suicide, who tried to take their own life, but by the grace of God, they were not successful.
And, you know, I'm so grateful that you were not successful in the attempt. And I know that there are others listening in, you know, I know that there are others listening in that may have been in the same place that Debbie found herself in. And my question to you as a coach, because I know that there's a battlefield of the mind. What was your mindset prior to or during the season of those attempts?
My mindset during those seasons was just simply one of hopelessness. I was seemingly hopeless. I believe that the things that had happened to me, and they were compounded. As a child, I did suffer from several traumas, childhood traumas, and they were compounded to the place where I was a young adult and I felt as if there was no hope for me. And the only answer to my problems were to take my own life.
And, you know, that's the reality that I want us to understand, and I know you as well, Debbie, is that when people are in that mindset of attempting to take their lives and or those that are successful, because this is, oh my gosh, when I think about the statistics, you know, it's been stated that about 12 in every 100,000 people actually commit suicide annually. And so the statistics, the numbers are staggering. We won't even stay there if we're going to continue forward. But we touch on that to bring out the point. And the point is that many are struggling with this mindset of hopelessness. And so they've lost hope and they feel that the only way that I can get beyond this is to try to take my life because I don't see beyond this moment. What supported Debbie, and we're going to, of course, we're having Soul Talk tonight, and we're going to talk more about the project and your story and all of that. But what supported Debbie in this shift in her mindset?
The shift in my mindset came from, ultimately, and it still is my belief in Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus. I believe God. Not only do I believe in him, but I believe him. And I say this all the time to my clients, to the participants, to anyone who's in front of me. There's work that has to be done. There's soul work that has to be done. And if one does not do the work, they will remain in a hopeless state of mind. And I was at a place where I was tired, and I had to have a talk with Jesus. And I said, Jesus, I am tired of the enemy talking mess to me and making making me believe that the only answer to my problems is to kill myself. This is crazy. This is ludicrous. Now, this is crazy. It's crazy to believe that the only way out is to kill myself. So I need you to give me some answers. And the reason why I'm talking like this and I'm so passionate about this is because my journey that God has me on is not necessarily for those who don't believe, but it's for the unbelieving believer. There are more of us who are believers who don't believe. And we are so hopeless. The churches are filled with hopelessness because we are at a state where we don't believe Jesus. And so my mission, as cliche as it may sound, as maybe to some it may sound juvenile, but it's real simple. Can we believe Jesus for a miracle? And that miracle can simply be that I'm going to get up out of the bed today. I'm going to shower. I'm going to wash my hair. I'm going to put on some clothes. And I'm going to go outside and take a walk and feel the sunshine on myself. Because if I can do that day after day, then I have a chance. Because that's what hopelessness and despair and depression does. It strips us of the basic vitalities of life.
You know what, Debbie? Wow. I mean, just in the few moments of what you've just shared, so rich, because you hit the nail so on the head. Unbelieving believer. I have a dear associate who has a book titled that. It's interestingly enough, when you said that, I could so relate to that, because how can we trust God for a miracle, but yet we feel in such a state of hopelessness? And, you know, I want to ask you, and, you know, again, whatever you want to share, because I know this is such a personal issue that, and I want to stay sensitive to that. We talked about the mindset. But in addition to our mindset, usually there's a stressor. What got you to, was there something or a situation that got you to that place of feeling hopeless in this mindset of saying, you know, I'm going to attempt to take my life because I can't see beyond the moment of the situation? I know that you sharing as you feel led will really connect with someone, because they may be listening in as we're tuned in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Coach Debbie, sharing around Soul Talk and, you know, really her story of hope and her story of encouragement for those that are listening in. Someone may be listening in, Debbie, feeling hopeless, maybe feeling, you know, whatever they're feeling. Beyond the mindset, was there a situation that got you to that mindset that then caused you to attempt to take your life?
Yes. For me and for many individuals that I now coach and, again, facilitate, what the Lord is showing me is that there's basically four issues. Of course, there's more, but there's four issues that I'm seeing that are reoccurring, especially in women. I know that it's probably going on with men too, because it's communal, it's in our community. But there's four things that keep coming up. Most women have been sexually violated. There's been some form of domestic violence. They are either divorced or was in a long-term relationship, and now they're no longer with the man. They probably have children. And there's been some type of abortions or miscarriages. Those are four reoccurring things that continue to come up, that came up for myself, and that continue to come up for so many women that I work with. And again, the men also, because I am a facilitator for the No Longer Bound, a post-abortion and post-miscarriage ministry and nonprofit organization, led by Tigra Little and Mark Little. And we also have men that are part of the organization. So we do know that it affects the men also. It's not just for women. However, because I am an advocate for women, I will always talk from the point of a woman's standpoint or woman's mindset. These are things that I was faced with. And because they were compounded, right, because they were compounded, I had no way out. I didn't know that there was help for me. And this is why the Lord has chosen me to be very vocal about the things that I have experienced. I know it's very uncomfortable for other people who read my bio or who read my my website or who read my story. I know it can be uncomfortable for them, but this is something I have to do because and 7 of 10 women have had an abortion or several, and you know, 5 of 10 women have had miscarriages. You know, 9 of 10 women have lived through some form of domestic violence. It could have been physical or it could have been verbal or emotional or mental. And so there are statistics that show that women are experiencing these violations on a daily basis, sexual violation, spousal rape. And what spousal rape is not necessarily a spouse. It's just a term that's used. But it's not necessarily your spouse, but it can be someone that you're in a relationship with. And a rape takes place. And a rape is just simply if a woman says no and the man forces himself on her, that's rape. And so all of those events, and of course many more, that's not the full list, but they chip away at a woman's self-esteem. They chip away at a woman's self-worth. And so a woman can find herself in the place where life just seems hopeless and valuable and like there's nowhere to turn.
And that is so true, Debbie. And, you know, a very dear friend of mine actually has a show titled Processing the Pain. And as you were sharing, I was, and it's on the MCD network on Thursday nights. As you were sharing, what I was hearing in my mind is processing the pain. You had to face your past and deal with those past issues that got you to that place. But we've already established you are one of the strongest soldiers. Now, I know I'm strong too, but we're not going to even go there. We're just going to let you be the strongest soldier for right now. But what I want for you to share with our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays, you had to face and process this pain. And you did that, and you obviously have a story of survival in the anthology that we were talking about, Soul Talk.
Yes.
Share with us, how did this project come about? What enabled you to process this pain and move on another side, the other side of it?
Okay. But there's two parts. There's two answers to that question. One is, in order for me to have gotten to the place where I am, I had to have help, and that help came from working with life coaches. And I have several life coaches that I have worked with over the years, and I praise God and I thank him that they are in my life, and I will always continue to use them as God sees fit. It was my life coaches who were able to pull me forward. I did have to have therapy for the surface trauma. I had to have therapy for that. I had to be able to face my past. I had to be able to verbally speak about the traumatic events of my past. That is what I had to do, and that is what I used the therapist for, and I thank God for therapists. But I really jump up and down to my coaches. And if I can say this, I can tell our audience that you are actually one of my life coaches that propelled me into being where I am today. You encouraged me to write my book. When we were in a wind shop in July of 2016, you did a presentation and you said to us that there are dreams inside of us. And if we were to give our dreams an age, how old would they be? And I said that I had a 13-year-old baby inside of me. And you told us to visualize what that baby would be like. And this really brings tears to my eyes because I visualized my book as being a 13-year-old person stuffed in a womb. That means that that child for 13 years is not breathing correctly. It's not developing correctly. The feet are probably crippled. The hands are probably crippled. So if a person uses that visual to see that the dreams and the hopes and the visions that God gives us, we're stuffing them. But they're still growing. They're not going anywhere. But it's almost as if they're underdeveloped children. And when I got that visual from you, that's where I took off. I said, I have to write my book. And I started. I started from there, and I wrote my entire story from that moment. And you let me know if I should keep going.
Well, you know, I am sitting here in awe. And I'm in awe because Debbie and I, we had a brief conversation a little bit before the show, and you never know how you impact people. And I share this because you may not be a life coach, but there is power in words. And the words that you speak to someone brings life or death. Coach Adams wrote a powerful piece in the Change book, number 14. Don't have time for that. That's not what the story is about, making a reference. If you want more information, you know how to reach us. But I say that because right where you are, you may be that beacon of light in the power of words,
yes,
for someone. I'm so honored that within my capacity as a life coach that I was used, and now others are being blessed by,
yes,
and empowered and encouraged and inspired by your story. How can,
yes,
they get this beautiful story and be able to read the fullness of your story that has been shared in Soul Talk?
The fullness of my story can be read in Soul Talk Volume 2, and you can either email me at CoachDebbieChandler@gmail.com, and I will send you, you email me, I'll get back in touch with you, and I'll email you an autographed copy, or if you simply want it through Amazon, you can get it through Amazon.com, and again, it's Soul Talk Volume 2, make sure it's Volume 2, because there's two, there's Soul Talk, and then there's Soul Talk Volume 2. I am a part of Soul Talk Volume 2, Chapter 3, page 21, I Shall Live by Debbie Chandler. Again, you can either pick it up at Amazon.com, and if you have Amazon Prime, you can get overnight. Or if you'd like to pick it up from me and I can autograph it, you can email me at CoachDebbieChandler@gmail.com, and I will make sure I get that to you. I also have a companion T-shirt that says, I Shall Live, and you can also get a copy of that also.
And you know what I love about your chapter title and just the theme, I Shall Live, because that is a declaration. That is,
yes,
a declaration
is,
that goes against that mindset of hopelessness. That,
yes,
no,
is,
I'm not going to die. I shall live.
I
and
shall
I love that
live.
You are,
yes,
with each breath, each moment that you are making your life count. So share with us a little bit more around, you know, obviously you said life coaches, and thank you for the edification and love. I appreciate that. Have made a difference that got you to being a part of this amazing anthology.
Yes. So I also have another coach who's my goal coach, and she's a part of Soul Source. That's Yolanda Williams. She's a part of Soul Source. And after having a session with her and she heard my story, she said, you need to be a part of Soul Talk. You need to be a part of the soul movement, which is what Cheryl Pullett Williamson is about. There's a whole soul movement. Unbeknownst to anyone, before I started working with Yolanda or Cheryl, the Lord resonated in my spirit, Soul Sister. And I was meeting so many different women, and I was stuck on this soul sister, this soul connection. And so that God, you know, it's like Bishop says, Bishop Omer says, he always prepares us for what he prepares for us. And I had already been stuck, I had been resonating in my spirit, the soul sister or the soul connection. So it's the hand of God that now I will be a part of the soul movement. But it was through the guidance of Yolanda that I was able to connect with Cheryl and become a part of her team to be in her anthology for Soul Talk Volume 2. It has been the most absolute wonderful thing I've ever done for myself. And my biggest thing is to encourage women to never, ever give up on yourself. Follow your dreams. I don't care what your dreams are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care who tells you you cannot do it. You can do anything you want to do because the visions and the dreams that you have inside of you were put there by God. And if he gives you a vision, he will definitely give you the provision. And that is what happened for me, and that continues to happen to me.
I love it. And, you know, you're speaking my language, and I just get so excited when I hear, you know, others share in my core and my belief system. And, you know, when you know it, you know it. There is a heartfelt belief of it, and it's spoken with such passion. I am loving this whole soul movement. I love that.
Yes.
And, again, I Shall Live by Coach Debbie Chandler, a part of Soul Talk. You know, Coach Debbie, what would you say to date has been, you know, the greatest life lesson that you have learned to date that you know it? This is truth right here. I've grown to know this to be true.
What I've grown to know to be true right now today is that Jesus Christ is the truth and the devil is a lie. Everything he speaks to us. He speaks from the place of a lie. Now, the devil is not a lie. He's not a lie. He's real. But everything that he speaks to us is a lie. He's the author of lies. So don't believe it. What I know to be truth is that God loves me. I am a woman of God. I am a saint of God. And I know that Jesus loves me. And I know that there is nothing too hard for God. That's what I know. I know that there is nothing too hard for God, and there is nothing. Every day that I wake up, I look myself in the mirror, and I say, I love you, and there is nothing that we will face today that between you and I and God that we cannot handle. That's what I know to be the truth. There's nothing that will come against me that I cannot handle because I know God is on my side. I have the resurrection power of Jesus Christ inside of me. It's living in me. My life has been resurrected, and I know that to be true.
And, you know, I felt your passion around that, Debbie. Coach Debbie, I felt the heartfelt belief, this, you know, deep, relentless passion that you have for encouraging, uplifting, and positively impacting others, you know, to make sure that others hear your story and they too know you can make it on the other side. You can, you know, because of the call that's on your life. And you are truly, I don't know if you saw the movie Overcomer, but when I heard you speaking, I heard the sound of that movie that I saw recently, a Christian-based movie, Overcomer.
Yes.
That no matter what, if you have purpose in you, that purpose will be fulfilled. We may have to some things, and that's the key,
go through,
we will come out on the other side. It may not be easy, I'm sure. I mean, Coach Debbie, was your journey easy?
Yes.
Was your journey easy?
My journey has been far from easy. My journey
Because when you said yes, I was like, wait a minute, what?
No. My journey has been far from easy. My journey now is far from easy. But the joy that I have is knowing that there is nothing that I face today. I truly know that there is nothing that I have faced up until today that God and I cannot handle. And I am Coach Adams. I've just come out of a very, and you know, Bishop always says this, we're either going in the midst of or coming out of a storm. And between February and maybe last week, I was in the midst of a very trying storm. And it's really different to go through a storm when you're not depressed, opposed to when you are. And I no longer live in depression. I no longer live in despondency. So I had to actually watch things happen before me because I'm awakened now. I'm enlightened. So when you're enlightened by Jesus, you're present. You're in the now. You know that your point of power is in the now. But you know that there's nothing you can do but stand there and watch it happen and say, okay, how am I going to handle this? And so what I know is that my journey has not been easy. It's not easy now. And I really don't believe it's ever going to be easy. Not the journey, because of the mantle that I'm starting to realize that God has on my life. There are people who are in the depths of despair. And I had to be there in order to be where I am to help them out. It's no coincidence that my bishop is Kenneth Ulmer. There's no coincidence. It amazes me when he talks about the fact that being an attempt survivor is a part of his story. It brings me to tears because I'm like, God, you were preparing me back then. You were preparing Bishop to help me. If Bishop didn't go through what he went through, he couldn't have helped me. God took me all the way from New Jersey to bring me to California to sit me in Faithful Central, simply so I can hear my bishop tell his story so that I can have enough courage to tell my story and to stand in my truth and to not be embarrassed about it. And the reason why I'm not embarrassed is because I know that I'm one of the 10. I don't have to be embarrassed. Bishop doesn't have to be embarrassed. Someone else doesn't have to be embarrassed. Because we just happen to be the ones that raise our hand. We just happen to be the ones that say, that happened to me. But how many people are there who it's happening to right now who won't say it or who can't say it? So right now, I'll say it for you. I know you're hurting.
And I appreciate that. Oh, my gosh, Debbie. I so appreciate that, and I am so grateful for your openness and that without hesitation. you are sharing such intimate details of your past life. And I say past life because truly you're on the other side. And I think that this is a great opportunity for those that may be listening in. Maybe you're in a battle. Maybe you have a question. You want to make a comment. I really sense that something that has been shared in this time that we have been engaged and connected through the airwaves today in this moment has impacted you. And so we're going to take this opportunity to open our programming up, and this is the time in which we do that. We invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You may be listening in through your electronic device. You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Debbie, again, wow. I am in awe that you allowed Motivational Mondays to be the platform for you to share a portion of your life associated with your involvement with Soul Talk. Just such an amazing project and a story of hope and inspiration and encouragement.
Thank you, Coach Adams, for having me. And I am so grateful and thankful that it will be your show and your platform that I would do my first formal radio show interview. So thank you.
You are very welcome. And we here at Inspired Media for You, we are so honored. We truly are. And we don't take the fact lightly that, and we want to stay tender in this time because it's very intimate. You didn't have to open up. And although you're on the other side of it, I know when you're touching on that, the passion associated with that, because you know, the word of God says that we're overcome by the words of our testimony. So you know where God brought you from. And, you know, when you touch on those places, oftentimes it can be tender and really hit a chord because you know the emotions of, an attempt survivor, that you got to that place of hopelessness to attempt to take your life. But because God still has purpose in you, that attempt was not successful. Attempts were not successful. And as you process, what would you say is the greatest message that you would like to share with others listening in to encourage them? What are those words of wisdom, those nuggets of wisdom that Coach Debbie would like to impart into the lives of those listening in today?
Believe God for a miracle. Don't stop believing. Those are my words. The people in my group, my Coach Debbie group on Facebook, they know me. And, again, I don't have a lot of words. I don't have almost a thesis. But this is simple. It's real simple. Like Bishop says, it's profoundly simplistic. Believe Jesus. Believe God for miracles, because they do happen. Believe. Just believe.
And, you know, it's interesting because, wow, you know, it's like we can say believe. It seems so simple and easy to do, but we can't do what we can't see. And, and belief, you know, if I can't see belief, if I don't have a rhema of belief, if I don't have a picture image of what that means, what am I saying? So often we say believe and we see belief and we see the words written out, but we don't have a picture image. But like for Debbie, and I have stories of my own, you have images that God brought you through, you know, the attempt of and being a survivor. So now when it comes to believing, and the reason why I bring that point out is because I know there's someone listening in, and you're thinking, oh, that sounds so good, believe for miracles. But God has created miracles. There have been processes of miracles in your life. Maybe it wasn't that you attempted to take your life, but maybe that miracle was you were in a car accident, and if someone saw the car, they would say,
yes,
you shouldn't even still be here today. Maybe,
yes,
you know, you got on the road a few minutes late, what appeared to be late, and right in front of you was an accident and someone passed away. I don't know what that situation may or may not be. Maybe if you would have stepped out on that street in that very moment, but you didn't, and gotten hit by a car,
mm-hmm,
and hit, whatever it may have been, we all have circumstances that we can think about, that we can reflect on, that we can say in retrospect, wow, that was a miracle. And so we both,
yeah,
want to encourage you today. Again, we want to say to our global listening audience, don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Engage with us. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. We have about 9 minutes or so left in today's program. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you would have to dial in, and the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Coach Debbie, you know, I really am excited to hear. I thank you for sharing where you've been, where you are. I'm intrigued and interested to know, where is Coach Debbie going? What's next on your journey? What's on the horizon?
Well, there's a lot of things on the horizon. Some of them on the horizon, some of them I don't want to speak too prematurely about, because you also taught us about, you know, not
understandable.
Right. But there's lots of books. I'll say that. There's lots of books that are inside of me that every day that I'm writing every day. I spend my time writing and processing. You know, I work with my clients, and I will leave, you know, use this as a plug. I am a certified life coach, and I have successful clients. And if there's anyone out there who does not know how to believe, because I know when I say that, just as you said, Coach Adams, many people say to me, what do you mean believe by that? What do you mean by that? Just believe. And so I do have a process that the Lord has given me that's written out, and I actually help women get to the place where they can believe Jesus the way he wants us to believe him, and they're able to reach a place of empowerment. So that's the biggest thing right now. If I would just plug anything, it would just be my coaching. If anyone out there doesn't know what a life coach is, it's funny, someone who I know called me the other day and they said, oh, I just found out what a life coach is. I just found out what you did. And I just thought that was so funny. But, yeah, that's the biggest thing, you know, life coaching. Also, I'm always recruiting women who are post-abortive or who's post-miscarriage, and they're looking to get a healing from that. I'm also looking to speak with those women so that I can put them in a process of helping them get a healing for that area also. Also for women who have been sexually violated, I also hold 12-week groups for that, if that's an area where you need healing. So those are the things right now that are present that Coach Debbie can help anyone with. And I'm just recently starting to move into the relationship area. I didn't think that was my strong point, but recently, because of my own experiences, I'm starting to realize that that is a strong area for me. So I'll be developing books and information in that area also. So that those are the things that are going on right now with me. And again, if someone wants to reach out to me, that's CoachDebbieChandler@gmail.com.
So appreciate you sharing that, Coach Debbie. And, of course, you know our global listening audience how to connect with Coach Debbie in those specialized areas. And, obviously, from one coach to the other, the thing that really makes coaching different, because I get this question often, Debbie, is the synergy between the coach and the client. There's not everyone is fit for the right coach. You have to find that right fit for you. In addition
yes.
to the synergy, it's the structured environment
yes.
of coming together on a specific day at an appointed time, along with the expertise in each area. And so those are the three areas that make coaching different and unique than just coming together with your sister friend or your road dog, your guy pal, whatever
yes.
it may be. It's a very unique partnership, and it is a partnership. So for those specialized areas, you need Coach Debbie. She is available for you. Coach Debbie, what would be your final closing words as we prepare to transition and close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, to our global listening audience?
I am thankful and grateful, Coach Adams, for being here. I'm grateful and thankful for this platform. I'm grateful and thankful that God would use myself and you at such a time as this to bring encouragement. And I pray that that is what anyone, the listening audience today and in the future, that ever hears this recording, I pray that the one thing that anyone was from this platform was encouraged tonight. That is my biggest thing I want everyone to take away with. I pray that everyone was encouraged, exhorted, and uplifted because of this platform tonight.
And you know what? Your heartfelt passion, your belief in your core was so evident this evening, and I truly believe that what you desired for those listening in who heard your story, they are all of that. They've received all of that and so much more. I want to sincerely thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in. And I want you to know that maybe you didn't ask a question or, you know, give a comment around today's topic as we were discussing and having soul talk. And I think the subtitle is I Shall Live. Great subtitle of today's discussion, that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. Anyone can join. So if you have a post-show comment, thought, you have someone that you feel would make a great guest, you have a question, you have, you know, anything, the topic that you want to see discussed, that is a place that you would make that connection through social media, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and I want you to know on our next week's installment, we're going to pick up and give you another taste and sample of Put Your Dream to the Test as we are preparing for our 10-week journey, an amazing, revealing, insightful mastermind roundtable group that you don't want to miss. You want more information? Send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call. Our team is standing by at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. I want you to know and or be reminded that Coach Adams is here to support you on your journey and committed to making sure that we bring you tools to support you in your vision, that you would have the strategies you need for planning to move forward, and that you would get coaching empowerment from one moment to the next. We always want to give you empowering tools to win in life on your journey, and that you would be more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays here, presented by Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.